News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Israel's cabinet will vote tomorrow on the ceasefire deal with Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns there are still some last-minute hurdles, but outgoing Secretary of State Antony Blinken is optimistic.
I'm very confident that this is moving forward, and we'll see the start of implementation of the agreement on Sunday.
CBS's Remy Innocencio has more from Tel Aviv.
The logistics of this deal will be extremely complex. Even Hamas getting hostages safely to a handover point will present significant security challenges.
The ceasefire is scheduled to take effect Sunday. Some of the people left homeless by the wildfires in Southern California are complaining of price gouging by hotels and landlords.
People desperate for housing are particularly vulnerable to price gouging. That's what California Attorney General Rob Bonta says. And he says price gouging under California law is anybody, including a landlord, who spikes prices in excess of 10% following the declaration of a state of emergency.
Includes housing, hotels, two-bedroom rental jumped from $5,000 to $8,000. Demand be damned. You must follow the law.
Craig Figner for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Another of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks was on the hot seat on Capitol Hill today. More from CBS's Natalie Brand.
Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin, selected to lead the Environmental Protection Agency, was grilled by Democratic senators on climate change.
I believe that climate change is real.
But Zeldin defended President-elect Trump's past comments on the issue.
I think that he's concerned about the economic costs of some policies where there's a debate and a difference of opinion between parties.
I would respectfully disagree with you. I think he has called it a hoax time and time and time again.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ed Markey is calling on President Biden to extend the deadline for the TikTok ban by 90 days.
TikTok has become an integral part of our lives, and that's 170 million Americans.
Markey says many people depend on the app for their livelihoods. The ban is set to take effect Sunday, barring any ruling by the Supreme Court, which heard arguments last week. Hollywood writer and director David Lynch has died. He directed the TV show Twin Peaks, which won 2 Emmys.
I carry a log. Yes. Is it funny to you? It is not to me.
Lynch also earned Academy Award nominations for Best Director for The Elephant Man, Blue Velvet, and Mulholland Drive. No word on the cause of death. David Lynch was 78 years old. Stocks were down today on Wall Street. Dow lost 68 points. NASDAQ plunged 172. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Bob Uecker was no stranger to Racine. The longtime voice of the Milwaukee Brewers died this morning at the age of 90. For a time, he was often seen at the Racine Marina boating and fishing. The team issued a statement this morning saying Uecker had been battling small cell lung cancer since early 2023. The longtime head of a Kenosha social services organization is coming to Racine. The Racine Family YMCA announced yesterday that Tamara Coleman will be their new CEO. Coleman previously led the Shalom Center in Kenosha and will now head the 148-year-old Racine organization. Racine is seeking civic-minded people to fill two positions on the county board. The openings are in District 14 and 18. Selected candidates will serve through April of next year. Applications are due by January 31st. And Racine Unified is bringing its schools back online after a month-long technology outage. The cause of the problem isn't yet known. Earlier this week, the district board voted to place a $190 million referendum on the April ballot. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers GM on Jordan Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference saying wide receiver Christian Watson has not had surgery yet for his torn ACL. The Packers GM asked if Jordan Love took a step back this year at quarterback.
Obviously, he went through some things this year, battled through some injuries that he hadn't done that before. Came out the other side of it and was really proud of him, how he went through that. And he's leading our team exactly how we want him to do it, so I'm excited about it.
And baseball, remembering Bob Uecker. Born in Milwaukee, served in the military, played catcher in the big leagues before calling Brewers games for 53 years, Uecker at his induction into baseball's Hall of Fame.
I signed a very modest $3,000 bonus with the Braves in Milwaukee, which I'm sure a lot of you know, and my old man didn't have that kind of money to put out. But the Braves took it.
Bob Uecker had suffered from lung cancer the past 2 years. He was 90 years old. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Clouds, then sunshine today and mild. High temperatures climb above freezing to the mid-30s. But it's breezy, with winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. We'll switch out of the south by tonight, warming us up tomorrow to highs flirting with 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Just a little bit, mister. Just a little. 1967. It's Aretha Franklin and R-E-S-P-E-C-T on WRJN, a song that was originally written and recorded by Otis Redding 2 years earlier. And when Otis Redding heard Aretha's rendition of the song for the first time, he said, "This girl has taken that song from me. Ain't no longer my song. From now on, it belongs to her."
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Local news and timeless hits.
see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow.
I can see clearly now on WRJN. Don't you just love hearing these timeless hits again on the radio? You know, music often does a great job of saying what simple words struggle to convey. And you probably have a favorite song for whenever you're feeling sad or looking for a pick-me-up. But researchers at the University of California, Berkeley performed an extensive analysis on more than 2,500 individuals' emotional responses to thousands of songs. And after finishing their work, the study's authors concluded that the subjective experience of music across cultures can be represented through 13 key emotions. These emotions are amusement, joy, eroticism, beauty, relaxation, sadness, dreaminess, triumph, anxiety, scariness, annoyance, defiance, and energy.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha is turning one this week, and you're invited to the sweetest anniversary party in town. Swing by for in-store specials that will satisfy your sweet tooth. Mouth-watering cobbler, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. But that's not all. Earn scratch-off tickets throughout the week for a chance to win scrumptious prizes and grab a special t-shirt with each purchase of $30 or more. Start your year off with flavor, fun, and a bit of magic. The Peach Cobbler Factory's one-year anniversary through Monday. Don't miss it.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Now at Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
The timeless hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits. There's a candy
all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love.
Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guest The Association, playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
Dream.
Timeless hits, WRJN. You know, earlier in the week it was so cold, but tomorrow we could reach 40. We'll see. Outside chance of that. And then tomorrow night, maybe a little rain-snow mixture won't amount to much. And then Saturday, temperatures falling through the 20s.
Station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A legend was lost. Bob Uecker, broadcaster of Brewers baseball and beloved entertainer, passed away at the age of 90 today. The Uke called games in Milwaukee for 54 years and spent a lot of time in southeastern Wisconsin, particularly in Racine, where boating and fishing kept him busy in the offseason. While some time was spent in Hollywood, his career was focused on the Brewers.
Now and in there, one ball and the strikes. Swing and a drive to right. Every one of them waiting
In a statement, the team said Uecker had small cell lung cancer since early 2023. Bob Uecker was born in Milwaukee and signed his first contract with the Braves in 1956. The final game he called was on October 3rd in a 4-2 loss against the Mets in Game 3 of the team's wildcard series. After a month of tech problems, Racine Unified is finally bringing its schools back online this week. The outages, which started in mid-December, impacted internet and IT systems. As schools return to normal operations, the district hasn't said what the problem was. Earlier this week, the RUSD board voted to put a $190 million referendum question on the April ballot. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild for the season, lows in the low 20s. More clouds and warmer tomorrow, highs 40 to 45 and breezy. For the weekend, much colder temperatures and a bitter breeze. With sunshine, a high around 20 Saturday, but only 5 above Sunday. Currently 35 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. In the UK, a man who was upset with his neighbor decided to catapult cabbages at his house. I'm just picturing John Belushi in Animal House. Food fight!
1, 2, 3! 1, 2, 3! Ow! All right. time.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Do you believe in magic? Starts and it's magic. If the music is groovy and makes you feel happy like an old-time movie, I'll tell you.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know what we haven't done yet today? We haven't given you today's useless fact of the day. It's just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is certain varieties of bats purr like kittens. Yeah, I don't think I want to get close enough to a bat
to pet it and see if it'll purr like a kitten to me. By the way, here's something you may not know about bats. I had a friend who got bitten by a bat once. A bat got into her house, and she got bitten by a bat. Her husband was able to get the bat out of the house, but then they didn't know if the bat had rabies or not, so she had to go through all the rabies shots. So if you ever get bitten by a bat, try to catch the bat so they can test it for rabies.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me today. Stick around for CBS News at 6, and then later it's high school basketball. Racine Lutheran at Racine Horlick. Pre-games at 6:30, tip-off at 7 with Dick Graceffa. Have yourself a great night.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace.